Hi, I'm Lou Dobbs, and welcome to our biweekly podcast. Once again, Capitol Hill is at it, again embracing the lunacy of amnesty. This new Congress, you remember, is supposed to be different. Instead, it's being led by a gaggle of partisan hacks, pandering to the same special interests and corporate masters as the previous Republican-led Congress. So-called comprehensive immigration reform legislation is just about ready to take a privileged position on the Democratic agenda in the Senate. It'll likely succeed, too, just as it did in that august chamber last year when 38 Democratic senators sided with President Bush to pass the legislation and then tried to slam amnesty down the throats of the House and their 300 constituents. And this time, the now democratically controlled House is likely to embrace rather than combat the lunacy of amnesty. The same characters already shoveling the same nonsense that overwhelmed reason in the Democratic Party and the Bush administration last year. Front and center in their march to madness, the bill's sponsor, Senator Ted Kennedy, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Immigration Task Force, Congressman Luis Gutierrez, and House Judiciary Immigration Subcommittee Chairwoman Zoe Lofgren. Also meeting with Senator Kennedy this week, none other than the Archbishop of the Los Angeles Diocese, Cardinal Roger Mahoney. The good senator is rounding up all the usual suspects to lead the charge in advance of his introduction of the amnesty legislation, and it's expected soon. Cardinal Mahoney has said point blank that his followers should disregard laws on immigration as a matter of Catholic conscience. This is the same cardinal, by the way, who fought all the way to the Supreme Court to keep secret all documents related to pedophilia among his priests. But the cardinal and other Catholic leaders are quick to embrace the laws of bankruptcy protection in order not to compensate victims of sexual abuse by members of the clergy and to keep them out of the U.S. judicial system. So far, five Catholic dioceses have done just that. The same corporate lobbyists and dominant special interests that drove last year's legislation are even more energetic this year, and they're enthusiastically helping Senator Kennedy write that legislation. The biggest business lobby in the country, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and its associated organization, the Essential Worker Immigration Coalition, are writing parts of the bill so that none of our other senators, presumably, would be unfairly burdened by actually doing their own work. Or perhaps, in Senator Kennedy's estimation, those senators simply don't have the intellectual wherewithal to tackle the required mental heavy lifting. Senator Kennedy and his staff claim they're not being secretive about the details of this new legislation, so-called comprehensive immigration reform. They're just not willing to tell the public or other senators how that bill is being drafted. Notable Republicans are growing increasingly frustrated by their exclusion from the process, taking some umbrage at the immigrant advocacy groups that have replaced them in the process. The Chamber of Commerce itself is feverish with expectation, confident their reform bill will certainly keep wages depressed. The Chamber claims there's a labor shortage in many of these industries: construction, housing services, leisure, and hospitality. That's where the cleverly named Essential Worker Immigration Coalition comes in. Founded, staffed, and supported by the Chamber itself, the coalition is made up of the same industries that claim they now desperately need more workers. But there is a non-trivial disconnect here. In each of those industries, a labor shortage leads to higher wages, of course. Unfortunately for the coalition and the chamber, and really for American workers, real wages in those industries have been falling, suggesting a very real surplus, not a deficit, of unskilled labor. Yet this president and this Congress continue to push the adoption of a guest worker program. It's no wonder they both have matching approval ratings in the low 30s. Real wages in the overall construction sector have fallen nearly 2% since the start of this decade and nearly 4% since the recent wage peak in 2003. Construction workers in 2006 were actually making the same per hour salary as they did in 1965. Landscaping workers have also seen real wages fall by nearly 4% since 2001. For the leisure and hospitality sector, workers are making the same per hour salary as they did in 1972. Some labor shortage. I've said for years we can't reform immigration if we can't control it. And we can't control it unless we secure our borders and ports. Once again, it's clear that corporate America, special interests, and the out-of-touch elites of the Senate have little regard for truth, working Americans, the common good, or the national interest. The Democratic Party is now putting working Americans and their families in the exact same position as the Republicans. That's last. This democratically led Congress and the Republican president are intent on pushing middle-class Americans and truth into the shadows. We ask for bipartisanship, but I don't think we can stand any more of it. I'm Lou Dobbs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with our next podcast. If you have a question or a comment, please feel free to email me at lou@loudobbsradio.com.
This podcast has been brought to you by
Office Depot, taking care of business.